Hello.
Hello.
All right, I'm on, honey.
Thank
Put
you.
Your man on.
Yes, sir. The president.
Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes, Governor.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Governor.
Mr. President, I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to make an announcement tomorrow on Senator Humphrey's successor.
Yes.
And I wanted you to know about it, and I wanted to assure you that this is going to be a man that's going to support you all the way.
All right.
That's the Attorney General.
Good. Good. I like him, and I think he's a good man.
He was the one you recall, sir?
Yes.
Was,
yes. I remember him well.
In the Credentials Committee.
Yes, I remember him well.
And this is not public information yet.
No,
but,
no.
When they get this done, I'd like to bring him down and have him meet you and visit with you.
Be glad to. Be glad to. You just tell me when, and I'll just be happy to do it. You can either come to the ranch where I'll be spending some of my time, or here, whichever you prefer. I'll be here through this Thursday, and I'll be at the ranch through the rest of the week and the following week. Then I'll be back here December the 1st.
Well, I won't bother you about the details. I'll talk to some of your staff when we get
Jack Valenti will be good, and we'd be happy to go into it.
And I think it'd be good for him to meet you again, and you're going to find this to be a good senator, I'm sure.
I think so. If he has potentials, and if he keeps his balance, and we find some of our liberal boys, Governor, are inclined to taste the fruits of victory, and as we say in the horse country, let it take their head.
Yes, sir.
And
what
we've got to do with these folks is, well, now Blotnick, he's charging every damn thing in the world about what the liberals have got to do, and this is a great mandate for them, and so on and so forth. And what we've really got to do is quit talking so much in the newspapers and get the instruments of power that we must have. We've got to figure out with the speaker and others how we can get an administration bill to the floor like Medicare without being at the mercy of a chairman of Ways and Means and a chairman of rules. Now, they have never been able to do that, and the Congress has been here a long time, since 1878. And the way to get it's not talking to the newspapers. The way to do it is try to sit down and find where you can take a position and all of you unify and get the votes to do it, because it takes a majority. But one of them threatens the one thing one morning without ever discussing it with any quarterback, and the other one discusses something the next morning, and Bowling's got a new plan this morning. And in the meantime, the fellows that are responsible, like McCormick and Albert, they'll be mad as hell at both of them because they're speaking through the hat without having any responsibilities for leadership. They're kind of making themselves the leaders. And I would tell this new senator that the great mistake Hubert made when he came down here, the first thing he did was try to roll up his sleeves and remake America.
That's right.
And it took me about 5 years to get his feet on the ground and get him back where he could have a little influence. He took on Harry Byrd the first day, and Byrd cut him up and round him up like sausage meat. And we have to take him on, but when we take him on, we have to win.
That's right.
And we have to do it through organization. And they're not going to be asked to do anything that's wrong. They're not going to be asked to do anything that's not in the platform. They're not going to be asked to do anything that's not reasonable. But they just can't take off in opposite directions. And somebody's got to be quarterback. Now, it may have a wonderful end, and he may be able to be the best passer in the group. We may have a good fullback and a good center. But each one of them can't be calling every play, because if they do, they get in a hell of a shape. But they all like to, because they like that publicity.
Yep.
So if you'll just...
I visited with him, Mr. President, and I suggested to him that down in that organization... you don't make your maiden speech the first day you're down there.
That's right, and don't. And when you talk to the newspapers, if you just got to try your case in the newspapers, talk to them about the glories of Minnesota and say, here's what I'm going to do for Minnesota. I'm going to bring business there. I'm going to help the Iron Range. I'm going to do this. And keep all your press the first year directed to your own state, and don't be charging off in an opposite direction from your president, because you'll either make him try to catch up with you, which may be a mistake, or you'll find a limb sawed off from under you. And say, now, we got one quarterback here, and he's going to consult with all of us, and he's going to try to work with all of us, and he couldn't have a closer man than a man from our state. So let's try to have an area of agreement among ourselves and not let the Southerners or the Republicans inspire us to all talk at the same time, and we wind up find Johnson's going one direction, you in the other, and Humphrey in another, because that's very bad business. And let's all try to, when we decide on what play it is, if it's going to be pollution or mass transit or farm bill or poverty bill, whatever it is, let's find out, then let's all swing to that side of the line.
Yes, sir.
That's reasonable, and it's gonna ensure your reelection, it's gonna ensure the party's survival, and ensure our success. But lots of people like to be individualistic. They want to be Mickey Mantles in their own right, you know. And you don't, and I don't, and we don't have to. But we have to caution these young men bright. And I would just say to him, be sure that you have great strength here. One of the reasons I'm appointing you is your popularity in this state. So don't go national too quick. You stay with your home folks and be working for their problems until you get seasoned. And then you go along on the big issues with the platform and with the president. And if you find difficulties in some of the things he's doing, call up and walk down and tell him before you tell the newspapers.
Might give you some background, Mr. President. I had several choices.
Yeah.
John Blodnick,
yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Been putting on a
campaign
power play.
Yeah.
I frankly don't go for that.
No, I don't either, and I've observed that.
And, you know, he's been flying off to see Hubert.
Yeah.
Have Hubert put the pressure on me,
yeah.
Which Hubert has not done.
Of course not.
He's done very, he's been very good about his whole matter.
That's right.
I had a possibility of Orville Freeman.
Yeah.
I don't know what your plans are. I wouldn't even ask you.
As far as I know, I have plans to continue as is, and I knew of his interest there. He never discussed it, but I gathered that from what I observed without anybody reporting. He never discussed it with me at any time. I don't know what his ambitions are, but at the moment, I would plan on continuing and trying to get Hubert to work pretty close with him and us try to improve this agricultural situation and find some answers. We've got the farmers pretty well divided up, and the Farm Bureau's going in one direction, the Farmers Union in another, and the cooperative people in another, and we've got to try to find some way to put that jigsaw puzzle together. And I have no reason to complain of Orville and Jane. They worked hard and effectively, and I thought he'd done well after being defeated out there, and I think that my present intentions, I haven't made any commitments, but I have no intention of changing them.
He's been very, very much of a gentleman about it. He dropped me a little note, and he visited me on election day and said, I'm available, but you know me well enough to know the political situation back home, with which I've somewhat lost touch, the interplays that go on in a state like Minnesota. So Arwell has been very, very good about it. Then, of course, there was the possibility of Mrs. Anderson, the minister to Bulgaria. Some of her friends were interested in it. We had many good choices.
Yeah.
I've worked with the young attorney general. It gives us an opportunity of assuring the young people in our party that there is opportunity for them to move up. And we've had a good relationship. He's a good vote getter. I think he has his feet on the ground. And I'm sure that that he'll be a credit to Minnesota. And I recall very well what you said in Minnesota once when you were there, that when you were a majority leader, somebody asked you what was the reason for the power of Texas and the federal establishment. you referred to the congressman from Texas that has been elected. You said you elect them young, you elect them honest, you keep them there.
That's right. Pick them young, pick them honest, send them there and keep them there.
That's right. And I remember this when I think about John Blotnick with his 18 years of seniority in the House. I thought
yeah.
it was terrible to see him leave for the...
Yeah. Start over again.
Start over again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring you up to date on this, Mr. President.
Well, that's good, and I appreciate, and I've always had a very special attachment to you since I came out to Mayo's, and you were so good to me, and I want to work closely with you, and I certainly will, and I think you've made a very excellent decision, and you just tell the fella let's all get on the same team, and he'll carry the ball one day and somebody else the next day, but we'll all know which way the play is going.
Sergeant McCarthy was kind of interested in John Blotnick more in an emotional way than anything else. He will not object to Mondale. He told me so. Back in 1958, when Senator McCarthy left the House and ran for the Senate, it was sort of a choice between Blotnick and McCarthy and me, and Blotnick stepped down, and I got out of the senator's way, and so he sort of felt that he owed this to John, but for no other reason than that. But everything's going to work out well.
Well, that's good, and I'll help you any way in the world I can, and you can just count me in, and you pick up that phone, call me any day you need it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Clark.
In good health to you,
bye.
Sir.
Bye. Bye-bye.